The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gulf Coast Air Care.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. Oh, Lord. Well, I've been waiting for this.
News Radio Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel with your host, Jake Walker, in the studio right now, checking our hygrometer. We've got Todd St. Orr's from Gulf Coast Air Care. Go to gulfcoastaircare.com. They're on the social medias, and you can check them out. Your phone number is still the same, right? 934-2768.
30-year phone number.
30-year phone number. That's like me, almost.
Yeah. So,
yeah. I think I've had my number since 2002, somewhere around in there. So I'm getting there.
Our new shop has a big sign out by the highway. And, you know, I was on a cul-de-sac for 22 years at the old shop in Gulf Breeze proper.
Oh, yeah.
So nobody came by unless they were going to the auto mechanic or come to see us.
Right.
Man, we get so much drive-by traffic now that it's, I'm adjusting. You know, I've been on a cul-de-sac for a long time. Crabby old guy. Like, get off my lawn. What are you guys doing?
Who are you coming back here?
Yeah, so anyways, it's busy back there where we're at. And so we're happy to be there. So see us at 2550 Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you're an old school person behind the old IHOP, it's now Taste of Thai and we're at the warehouse in the back. And apparently it's going to be a different color after the next week or two
because
the landlord says he's going to paint. So,
all right.
Hallelujah.
Do you like Thai food?
You know, I come out in the afternoons and they got that fryer going. Mm-hmm. I know they're making, you know, those egg rolls over there or whatever. Yeah. And it's just like, but you know, I'm a fan of Thai food. Yeah. So
I love the spice, man. I had it last night. Actually had some pad Thai, medium spice, and it was very, very spicy. Loved it.
Okay. So I'll tell our listeners, you're exaggerating. Just there's two box fans going in here.
It's hot in here.
And it's not hot in here. What does it say? 82. I can't see for the glare there. Our humidity is still pretty low in here. Yeah. So I brought a little hygrometer.
82.
I'm going to leave it with Jake so he can do building science experiments at home.
Yes.
You know, while you're ignoring your wife, you can do building science experiments, and then you can blame it on me.
It's closeless communication something syndrome, honey. It's classified.
Well, I've been married 37 years, and I just, you know, call it something different, but now I have the official term. So
yes,
I know Kathy's listening this morning. I love you, baby. I'm hearing you. I'm just not responding, and it's what Jake said.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. I love those memes where it shows, like, you know, the man and the wife facing different directions in the bed, and she's sitting there all worried, and she's like, oh, I know he's seeing someone else, or he's not interested in me anymore. He just won't talk to me. He won't open up. And then his thoughts are like, yeah, boat won't start. Can't figure out why. You know, something like that, you know, that's how it goes.
Air conditioner. What's going on in here?
Why,
man, it's warm. It's not comfortable.
So we got 45% on here.
And, you know, that one was in my truck. It may take a few minutes to just settle out and read a, you know, proper reading in here.
Okay.
But if you don't have a hygrometer, when we get to this part of the season, let's just jump right in. One of the things that we get a lot of calls about is comfort. You know, it's like it's not comfortable. There's hot rooms. There's rooms that don't cool down. So a lot of it is the duct. The duct is out of sight, out of mind, up in the attic, and in most cases, and you don't see it. So if the duct is designed improperly, the return is undersized, the duct is degraded to where, you know, you got this old crappy duct system running through the attic, and the attic's 120, 130, 140 degrees. It's picking up heat load by the time it gets to the back of the house or the far end from the air conditioner. And so that's part of the problem in a lot of cases. And then obviously it can be air conditioning equipment. And, you know, so one measure of comfort that we like to look at, you know, to continue our conversation about the hygrometer is nobody checks humidity, or most people don't. And so if your humidity is above 60%, one, it's uncomfortable. And two, it's enough moisture or water vapor in the air to sustain microbial growth. And that's the other call we get. We're seeing black stuff. We're seeing mold. We're seeing, you know, they go to the internet. Oh my God, toxic black mold. They're all freaked out. Mm-hmm. So, in defining how our area is geographically from a mold standpoint, there's a terminology called normal fungal ecology. You have spores in every house. I mean, we live in a humid climate. So the thing to do is try and address those moisture-driven issues by the air conditioner not being too big. I mean, if you need 2.5 tons and you have a 4-ton system or a 3.5-ton system, it runs great, shuts down early, you get no dehumidification. And so that's one of the reasons with an air conditioning system that's oversized, you're overcooling the house and it shuts off. And, you know, it's an American iconic mindset. Bigger is better. You know, everything's big in Texas, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And that's not the case for air conditioning. You know, a little bit undersized is better than a little bit oversized. And we want to just have it sized correctly. But if you change the equipment and then the duct system is 20 or 30 years old and you've made some different changes, well, you got to, you know, it's like having a heart transplant, but nobody ever looked at your vascular system.
Right.
So the duct system is really important. It needs to be cleaned. It needs to be tight, in repair, properly sized. Return needs to be correct. So there's a lot of factors that go into figuring out a comfort issue from a humidity standpoint. I will just tell you that when you get a little hygrometer, you're shooting for 50%.
Okay.
You're not going to get below 40 in this climate without some really extraordinary measures. But, you know, if you get 50 and below, you know, you're going to be really comfortable. And then you'll bump the thermostat up a couple of degrees. You'll stop running. If you get to 50% relative humidity, right, you'll stop running at 75 and you run at 76 or 77 or 78, which every one of those degrees can save you as much as 10% on your power bill.
Wow.
So there's
a huge
impact.
I'm running mine at like 72, 73.
You're going to get to dew point when we get to the hotter part of the season, end of June, July, August. And when you get to dew point, you're sweating like the outside of a glass iced tea. And then any temperature, any surface that gets that temperature in your house, Jake, is going to be sweating. And then you're setting yourself up for microbial growth.
Wow.
And the issue is the humidity is out of control. That's why you're running at 72 or 73.
Okay.
Or, you know, the insulation, building envelope. There's a lot of factors.
Right.
Let us help you with the duct system by looking at the biggest majority problem that we see, and that, you know, this is over 30 years of experience and being in the marketplace. The duct systems are filthy dirty. They're not energy efficient. They leak, and we can help you with all those things. Gulf Coast Air Care. Our website is gulfcoastaircare.com. Call us at 850-934-2768. You can text in at
850-437-1620.
And, you know, just help us out. If you have a question or a concern that you don't want to air out on the thing, info@gulfcoastaircare.com. Well, you can send a little bit of information. We'll reach out and set up a time for us to talk and maybe come out and do a site visit, look and see what's going on, do an estimate for you on what improvements need to be made.
Right.
And I am happy to help educate. I get people that's like, well, I'm kind of a DIY, you know, can I do it myself? Like, yeah, there are some things that you can do, obviously, and there are other things that you probably want us to do because of our expertise, our certification, licensing, you know, and just experience in the marketplace with all kinds of different things. So
let's talk about that a little bit. You mentioned earlier about how, you know, the duct cleaning is very important, and that's one of your specialties.
Right.
And you talked about certifications as well, and you're actually certified for that. So let's talk about that a little bit. Why is it important to clean our ducts?
Well, you know, a duct system, if it's not clean, it's not efficient, you know. And then if with a very humid climate like what we're in, if you add in, so you're just taking the moisture for granted. So if you add in particulate, it's kind of similar to that triangle for fire. If you have moisture and the right temperature and particulate, you're going to grow mold. So getting that duct system cleaned and treated, and then, you know, dust issues and, you know, the stuff that is respirable sized particles, you got to get all that stuff out of the system. And that's what we've been doing the longest. We started out in 1994 as an air duct cleaning company. I came home from work one day and my wife said, you know, I was working at the NADEP at the time, which is a little history flashback. And I knew I was going out the gate, but I didn't know when. And she said, hey, I found this, look at this, business opportunity, air duct decontamination. I'm not sure I can even spell that. Well, the next day I was one. So, and that's when we started. We went to dealership school and indoor air quality school and been running Gulf Coast Air Care ever since. Right. But that was late in 1994. So, and as a personal experience for us, my youngest daughter, Sarah Shea, who sings the jingle, she had what they called reactive airway, which was a precursor to asthma. And when we cleaned the ductwork, we instantly saw an improvement in her situation, got her off the nebulizer. Of course, she grew and her body kind of grew out of that issue. But we had a minor issue at our house, and we addressed it with duckling. And that's what – and then I did a fire job for my next-door neighbors after Thanksgiving. The next day, they turned on their heater, and it caught on fire.
Oh.
And they had a whole house full of smoke. I drove up in my driveway. I could smell the soot from their house.
Oh, my gosh.
So I did these two jobs early on in my career before I even knew what I was doing. And it made an impact, and we've been going forward ever since.
We do have a text in here, 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions for Todd St. Ors from Gulf Coast Air Care. You can call or text. Question for Todd here. I recently acquired a townhome that the prior owner smoked in. I've had the carpets cleaned, the walls painted, and I'm curious if there's anything that can be done to get rid of the odor. I'm assuming that the duct system is coated with that nicotine as well, just about everything else. Is there? Will that help?
That's a common one, yes. Yeah. We see that. And so we call that ETS, our environmental tobacco smoke.
Oh.
There is a procedure, and there's some extra special steps that we take to address that. And you have to get the coil clean, you got to get the blower cleaned, and you've got to get all the particulate out of the duct. And then there's a coating or a treatment that we put — there's actually two coatings and treatments that we put in the duct system afterwards. And we've had really good success with it. If it's really bad, like heavy smoking, cigars, that sort of stuff, we'll change the registers out. I remember one time we had these — they were kind of gold-looking registers, and they were mill-finished. They were aluminum. So we washed them out in this lady's driveway out by the street, and she goes, "Oh, I didn't realize I was getting new vents." And I was like, "Those are your old vents. They're just silver now instead of – and her and her husband had both smoked for multiple years in this house. And, I mean, you could smell it when they opened the door. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
The ashtray smell just whacks you.
Oh, yeah.
So we've had success with dealing with ETS, environmental tobacco smoke. Call us at the office, whoever that, texted that in, and we will set up a time to do an estimate and inspection, get you more information if we can help. But, yeah, you do have to address the walls, the carpet, the floor, you know, everything. And then the duct system is just designed to pull airflow through it and push it, distribute it to every room. And so it picks up that smoke if they smoked inside the house. And a lot of people, even the smokers now, they don't smoke inside a house anymore. They'll smoke outside or in a specific place.
Right.
But there still can be ETS issues, and we'll help you get those resolved.
Of course, you know, me being a musician my whole life, traveling around to bars and VFWs and American Legions, places like that where they used to smoke in there, you can see the nicotine dripping off the walls. I mean, it's like a yellowish orange kind of film that's on every —
We used to have a contract years ago with a restaurant, and we went in and cleaned their smoke eaters every month. I hated that contract so
bad because
it was — and it was — they had these smoke eaters over the bar, and they were horrible. And you know, I was just happy to not be doing that work anymore.
Right.
It's something we can make an impact. So
one of your other specialties, and I think this is important, especially going into this really hot season, is the home performance and leakage test. Like, a lot of us may not know that we're just, you know, throwing away money just from leaks in our duct system, and we're just losing that cool air, and that energy is just going right out in the wild there.
So, you know, one of my sayings about the filter: if you don't have a good air filter,
you are one.
The other one is, if you don't test, it's just a guess. So when we're looking at airflow and, you know, comfort and all that, I mean, you got to measure the airflow that you're getting out. If you have a 3-ton system, we want to measure it and see if 3 tons is coming out. If we don't, we want to find out where that wasted air is going. Typically, it's going in the attic. It's coming through leakage. And so and that's just the kind of the tip of the iceberg test or whatever. We can do more extensive testing on the building envelope and, you know, back pressure or pressure drop across the coil, that sort of thing. But, you know, I go to houses and they've had 2 or 3 people there and they haven't figured out their solution. I pull out a flow hood and they're like, "What's that?" And I'm like, "Wow, I'm the 3rd guy in, and you've never seen a flow hood yet? No wonder you haven't solved the problem."
Right.
You know, and so we're just going to measure the airflow and kind of get some data, and then we become so much smarter when we do that. And so that's one of the things that we do on a regular basis, and it's helpful. You know, the more information you have, and the DIY people, you know, they're like, put their hand up there. Like, well, I feel airflow. It's like, yeah, well, you know, you can't really.
Exactly.
I mean, you got to figure out what's going on with the with the airflow. So
that's
one of the other things, you know. And then with airflow, you get it carries moisture. So, and we talk about this humid climate again. One of the things that we find a lot of people have questions about is like, okay, so now I got it all balanced out, but how do I keep the mold from coming back? The ultraviolet light is what we recommend as a source treatment. And by that, I mean getting the UVC band, the C band to UV light. So we're about to have a big beach weekend, all that.
Right.
A and B UV is what gives you sunburn if you go to the beach with no sunscreen or with minimal sunscreen on.
Yeah.
The C band to UV light can kill on a cellular level, and it kills these microorganisms that are the beginning growth of microbial growth, mold, mildew, just all kinds of stuff that's not healthy for you. And so we put in a tube that artificially makes the C-band of UV light by the light wavelength, and it needs to be close to the coil. The coil is dark inside the air conditioner. It's wet. It's the right temperature to grow stuff in there. So if you bathe that coil in ultraviolet light, you end up with a process that eliminates that mold from coming back. That's not to say that it will never come back, but it, you know, you got to do maintenance on the, you know, your car will look like crap if it's never been through a car wash ever. You know, so you don't want your coil to kind of have that same situation where you want to have some treatment and some maintenance done on that coil. But in our climate, it's a huge impact on microbial growth by using the ultraviolet light. And there's a lot of things out there. There's guys putting them up in the plenum, up in the top. There's, you know, two bulb locations where they put it in the top and in the inlet to the ductwork. But it primarily from the manufacturer and also from Todd at Gulf Coast Air Care,
right?
It needs to be on the coil surface, bathing that coil, because that's the source. That's where all that stuff starts, and it spreads from there.
News Radio Pensacola. If you have any questions or comments for Todd St. Ors of Gulf Coast Air Care, let us know. 437-1620. You mentioned the UV light. For people who know, if you know, you know, the newsletter, Air Notes. Are you still running the special for your newsletter? You mentioned the UV
The May
light.
Special is it's a UV light, I think, this month, discounted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got a we bought a big batch of ultraviolet light fixtures, and so we offered that discount back to our customers. So if you don't get it installed before the end of the month, but you commit, we'll still give you that reduced price, and you know, we'll help you get an ultraviolet light in your situation. You know, I've seen companies are saying, well, you just put the UV light on, it'll even clean the coil. Yeah, maybe, but that takes a long time. You want to have that coil clean before you start.
And then, start with a clean product.
I just want to make a note. Jake has not even broken a sweat yet, y'all, this morning. It's not that hot in here. What he was saying about, you know, sweating and disrobing and all this kind of stuff, that is not what's going on in here today. I just want to say that, all right?
Well, so, I got to point out,
I was a little uncomfortable when I started walking in, like, oh, my gosh, what is going on in the studio this
There's
morning,
not but. A lot of hair up here on the dome to necessitate the sweating. It's the other areas that are getting swampy
right now. It's over there by you.
Okay. 45% still.
Oh, man. Still comfortable here.
We're at 79.5 degrees.
79 degrees.
Yes. Okay, so all right. So we're okay. You know, yeah.
At 45%, it's not uncomfortable.
Yeah. That's
you know,
not too
and
bad.
There's, okay, look how much equipment's in this room.
So, oh, I know. There's a lot of heat emitting products.
Somebody's going to come and bail you out and fix that air conditioner this morning, is what they told me at the front desk. So
well, you're here. So. You're in the studio.
Unfortunately,
right
my
here.
Service van went to Navarre and Fort Walton this morning,
I bet.
I can't help you.
So it's getting busy, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are staying. Yeah, we're staying busy.
I bet. It's that time of year. So what do you recommend for everybody if they think that their AC is working okay, but they just kind of want to get it checked out? What do you recommend?
Oh, my gosh. You need to have somebody looking at things. I mean, we got 6 long months of air conditioning in front of us right now. You need to find the drain line. You need to get it cleared out, get all the leaves and the muck and the junk out from there, and make sure there's clean, clear water coming out of there. That's one thing that you can do. It's out there by the side of the house. If it's in the attic, it might be drifting through the soffits. But go and find your drain line and clear the leaves and the junk away from it and make sure that it's working good. Change your air filter. If you don't have an easy air filter to do, I can help you with an air filter sample. If you don't have a good air filter,
you are one.
Ooh, twice in one show.
Yes.
Yeah, we're on top of it.
There we go.
So those are the easy things to do. Monitor your thermostat. You cannot run a house, I don't care how new it is, if you're trying to run 70 degrees or below in June, July, and August in Florida, That's unrealistic.
Right.
That's not going to happen. And the reason you're doing that is because you don't have a hygrometer and you have no idea what the humidity is, probably.
Right.
There are some people that just, you know, I had a guy a couple years ago, he had moved from Alaska and he was down here. Mm. He had an old house in East Hill that his fiance, it belonged to her and her mother. Mm. They were running this house. The thermostat was set at 64 degrees, yeah, and the house was actually at 65. I took infrared thermometers and put the ultraviolet on. I was like, I cannot believe this house that was built in 1955 is at 65 degrees. And it was.
Wow.
So that's a rare case. You're not going to get that. But, you know, and it was raining in the attic in that house. So, you know, stay away from the low temperature thermostat setting, because it will get you in trouble. Not so much right now, because it's still kind of, it's not super hot yet.
Right.
And our humidity creeps up at the end of the, or the closer we get into the summer. So,
right.
But, you know, those are the three things you can kind of look at. And then our phone number, 850-934-2768. If you got something that you can't figure it out, you don't understand, you need help, call us at Gulf Coast Air Care, and we'll be happy to, you know, come out, take a look, see what you got going on. But get somebody, your HVAC company or us, to look at that air conditioning system, because we got a long grind going ahead of us. And your air conditioner is, you know, it needs to be clean, needs to be ready for this long, hot summer that's ahead of us.
It's just like a vehicle. If you're going on a long road trip and you know you're going to be driving that car, you know, up and down mountains and all kinds of stuff for days on end, you want to get it checked out before you leave town.
Right.
You don't want to be stranded. So
tires, oil pressure, all that. Oh, man, I saw some HVAC guys outside there. So
That
your
might
life
be them.
Is about to get cooler, man.
That might be them.
You know, Jake on ice. That's,
yeah, exactly.
You know, that's a theme. We go with Jake on ice.
There, Jake on ice. That is a skating program that you will not want to see that choreography, I'm telling you. So do you ever come across palmetto bugs in your line of work?
Yes. Yes. I'm not a fan.
Oh, man.
And a lot of those bugs, a lot of those pests, they're following the moisture sources. You know, I mean, the termites are moisture-driven to the building envelope.
Right.
And we see a lot of, we see droppings, we see little tiny flecks, and you can tell that it's been palmetto bugs or roaches in the attic. They'll be up there going through the insulation and all that. And when you see them in the house, they have a toxicity to them that if they get into the duct system, if they're in the return, you know, all that, you need to address that.
They're in the bed with you at 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah, that's never a good thing.
So. Yeah. Luckily, it was just one guy, though. I mean, we have spray. You know, they spray our apartments and things like that. It's just every once in a while, one will get in.
Ooh.
Ugh. Yeah. But anyway.
For any of your indoor air quality needs or issues, not necessarily palmetto bugs,
could be tobacco,
comfort issues, airflow issues, dust, mold, allergies, you know, high power bills. The problem with high power bills is you don't see it till July, and the solution is probably in the attic. And then, you know, it's a rough go-around for us. But call us. We'll help you. 850-934-2768, GulfCoastAirCare.com.
Call them now.
I will see you earlier next month. I've been on vacation, so I shuffled back into the
room. Definitely. Looking forward to that. Yeah, give them a call today. You said 934-2768?
Yes, sir.
That's the number I keep giving out. GulfCoastAirCare.com. They got their new location. Go by and see them, because they're not on the cul-de-sac anymore. We'll be right back after this.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.